Hello and welcome to this Come to Jesus Daily devotional. I trust you are well. This week we've been reflecting on the theme of the Holy Spirit, which was Dale's message on Sunday. And today we reflect upon how the kingdom of God is marked by righteousness, peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. So Romans 14:17 says this, "For the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness, peace and joy in the Holy Spirit." Today's lesson, the Holy Spirit wants us to enjoy the gift of righteousness, peace and joy. But he also wants us to grow in these attributes that mark out citizens of the kingdom of God. Let's say that again. The Holy Spirit wants us to enjoy the gift of righteousness, peace and joy, but also to grow in these attributes that mark out citizens of the kingdom. The kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, he says. I think that many people would say that eating and drinking is a great joy to them. Personally, going out for a meal with friends and family would have to be one of my favourite things. But is such an attitude wrong? What is meant by the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking? This is a great example of how understanding the context of a passage is often very important to the correct application of a text. Here, eating and drinking is about the observance of Jewish food laws. Here, Paul is teaching that in the new covenant, after Jesus' coming, the food laws of the Old Testament are no longer binding on us who are in the kingdom of God. And this is why earlier in verse 14, he says this, I am convinced, being fully persuaded in the Lord Jesus, that nothing is unclean in itself. If this were not the case, Christians, we should refrain from eating pork. No sausages, no bacon for you or me. We should also refrain from any meat with blood still in it, and many other things as well. This, as I'm sure you can see, was at the time a massively contentious issue as people from Jewish and Gentile, non-Jewish backgrounds came together in one church. Here Paul is seeking to bring unity, as we saw in yesterday's devotional, between people from different backgrounds and approaches to food and drink in worship. In essence, he's saying that you can eat and drink and every day is holy, you are free. But don't use your freedom to offend or be a stumbling block unnecessarily to your brothers and sisters who have a weaker conscience. Sometimes we have to curb our freedom out of love for others. It's not always easy to work out, but let love lead us. That's the big idea, isn't it? The kingdom of God, he says, is righteousness, peace and joy. Rather than dividing and being unloving about what he calls disputable issues in verse 1, disputable issues are things about which Christians can legitimately have differences of opinion. These are things like food, drinks, special days, as we see in this chapter. But rather, we're to be marked by righteousness, peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. What does this mean? Firstly, righteousness. The people of God who are born again and filled with the Spirit know that they are righteous through faith in Christ. This, in turn, leads them to seek to live righteously in line with God's word and to build this kind of peaceful community that we're talking about. So righteousness, the gift of righteousness and pursuing righteousness. Peace. Those in the kingdom of God who are filled with the Spirit know that they have peace with God through faith in Christ. They no longer have to earn peace through observing the law. This in turn leads to having inner peace and being peacemakers in the church. So again, it's the gift of peace and the pursuit of peace. Joy, finally. Finally, citizens of the kingdom are filled with joy because they know the gift of righteousness and peace. They are filled with joy because they have hope. This in turn leads to building a joyful church. I hope you can see that anyone and any church that is truly being led by the Spirit will be filled with righteousness, peace, and joy. These three things are gifts to those who enter the kingdom, but they're also attributes and manifestations of the kingdom that are to be pursued. So in response, the Holy Spirit wants us to enjoy the gift of righteousness, peace and joy, but it also wants us to grow in these attributes that mark out citizens of the kingdom of God. Those in the kingdom of God are gifted with righteousness, peace and joy, but the Holy Spirit wants to produce this fruit and these attributes in us so that we build a loving church community. We read in Galatians 5, 22 to 26, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. Those who belong to Jesus Christ have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking and envying each other. You can see the amount of link, the way this text is linked to our verses in Romans. Are you and I filled with the joy that comes from knowing God has gifted us with righteousness and peace through faith in Christ? The Spirit wants to convince us of our new standing with God. But secondly, are you and I keeping in step with the Spirit so as to, as we read in our text today, make every effort to do what leads to peace and mutual edification? This is from verse 19. Are you being a conduit of contention and anger? Or are we being conduits of righteousness, peace and joy as the Holy Spirit works in us? God bless you.